This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Mandatory minicamp is over for the Minnesota Vikings, and quarterback J.J. McCarthy feels good about where he is right now this offseason. He was asked yesterday about continued outside doubts about his arm strength.
A lot of it just comes with the stigma of playing at Michigan and, you know, not throwing the ball a lot. But at the same time, you know, it could be my frame and, you know, they don't see a 6'5", 240 guy. So how can he throw at 61 miles an hour at the combine and all that? But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to show up and, you know, the people that know, know. And yeah, I think it's just, you know, the situations I've been in and maybe, you know, not passing the eye test for some people.
McCarthy says one of his big things is working on touch in his passing game.
You know, it just comes with, you know, the reps on reps in the field, just like you're working on your chips in a golf game. And, you know, just finding that feel over and over again and having this much time off and not throwing the ball since the injury, you know, I just finding that feel again. And, you know, it's just an ultimate blessing that I get to get out here and, you know, take advantage of these 6 weeks off and really work on those different kind of pitches.
McCarthy says his knee's 100%. He feels better than before the injury last year. Another rough game for the Twins yesterday. They lost 16-3 to the Texas Rangers. Their pitcher, Patrick Corbin, wasn't great, but he wiggled out of some tough spots. Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli.
He really pulled it together in the at-bats that he needed to. He mixed all of his pitches well. At times, he crowded the righties. You know, first inning, second inning. But we had at least two balls that were hit as hard as a human can hit them directly at their defenders. So we didn't get it going. And soon after that, we were at a point where it was tough to get back in the game.
Minnesota's at Houston tonight. The AAA Saints got swept in a doubleheader by Indianapolis yesterday, 6-2 and 5-0. And Gopher women's basketball coach Don Plitzewite agreed to a 2-year contract extension. This is MNN Sports.